This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its seventh day as Iranian missiles caused serious damage at several sites in central and southern Israel, while Israeli forces are reported to have attacked Iran's Arak heavy water nuclear reactor. A hospital in southern Israel and two towns near Tel Aviv were struck after a barrage of Iranian missiles. Soroka Hospital's Director General Shlomi Kodesh said there is widespread damage to buildings at the hospital. Iran has stated that the main target of the missile strike that hit a hospital in southern Israel was a nearby military and intelligence base, not the medical facility itself. According to media reports, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange building is also among those damaged in the latest Iranian barrage. As many as 137 people have been injured in the strikes. On the other hand, the Israeli military has announced it struck the heavy water nuclear reactor at Arak in Iran during overnight air raids. The operation also targeted a site near Natanz. Amid Israeli airstrikes, Iran also faces a nationwide internet blackout and has remained largely offline for more than 12 hours. The disruption follows escalating hostilities, including Israeli airstrikes on military targets in Tehran. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has offered to mediate to end the conflict between Israel and Iran. Speaking at a roundtable session on the sidelines of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Mr. Putin suggested that Moscow could help negotiate a settlement that could allow Tehran to pursue a peaceful atomic program while assuaging Israeli security concerns. The government is making all-out efforts to ensure the safe return of Indian nationals from Iran, and another flight carrying members of the Indian mission is expected to arrive today. Earlier, 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran arrived in New Delhi. Talking to media in New Delhi, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that the government has received over 350 requests of Indian citizens in Iran for evacuation.
हमारी गवर्नमेंट पूरी कोशिश करेगी कि जितने भी हमारे देश के लोग हैं ईरान में उनको सबको सेफली ले आने का हम लोगों की बहुत बड़ी जिम्मेदारी है और उसको हम लोग पूरा करेंगे आज भी एक प्लेन जा रहा है फिर से तुर्कमेनिस्तान वहां से अपने इंडियन नेशनल्स को लाने के लिए और जैसे जैसे हमारे ये नंबर्स और रिक्वेस्ट आया करेंगी हम लोग यहां से चार्टर्ड फ्लाइट्स भेजा करेंगे
India has emerged as the third fastest growing nation in power generation capacity globally over the past 5 years, following China and the United States. According to the latest report by the International Energy Agency, factors such as the expansion of commercial and residential spaces, increased ownership of air conditioners and other household appliances, and growing demand from industries have contributed to this growth. The Director General Resettlement DGR will organize a job fair tomorrow exclusively for former officers of the Indian Army, Navy and Air Force at Manekshaw Center in New Delhi. The event will bring together veteran officers and leading employers from diverse sectors such as IT, logistics, administration, security, healthcare and engineering. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended marginally down in a choppy trade today, mirroring weaknesses in Asian markets. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex lost 83 points to close at 81,362. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 slipped slightly by 19 points to settle at 24,793. The broader market indices at the BSE closed with deeper cuts. The mid-cap index shed over 1.6% and small-cap index declined more than 1.7%. In the Pool C matches for men in the Hockey India Masters Cup, Maharashtra scored 7-1 against Manipur. Earlier in the Pool B matches for women in the Hockey India Masters Cup today, Haryana beat Tamil Nadu scoring 8-4, and in another match, Odisha beat Punjab 1-3. In the Pool C match, Odisha is playing against Puducherry tonight. India Meteorological Department IMD predicted extremely heavy rainfall over Jharkhand, Odisha and West Bengal today. Thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds is very likely at isolated places over Bihar, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. And that is the end of this news bulletin.